4. Cutter leaned back in his chair and considered the problem. It wasn't really that much of one, relatively speaking. They had a pretty good idea of who the opposition was, and it was a matter of tracking them down and having a spirited discussion with them. Sometimes it would take guns, sometimes lawyers, sometimes money. Total Mart had them out here to kick ass, but if he determined that buying off the opposition was cheaper, the runners would write a transfer and pay the toll, and Cutter and his troops could move along to another job. Corporate liked that about CFI, that they would make the report even if it meant they put themselves out of work. So far, that it always resulted in more jobs being offered in short order, and he was good with that. Sometimes a win was decisive, and sometimes it came from packing up and walking away. Nature of the biz. Joe and Gunny and Gramps would poke around and figure out what was what, and when they did, then there would come a battle plan. Meanwhile, they had enough seasoned troops to guard the route shipments. Industrial espionage was doubtless on the table, and processing sites being sabotaged, local growers being kidnapped, and the like, might still happen. CFI had already started offering classes to local bodyguards and their expertise to any police agencies who might want it. CFI had been down this road a few times. The GU Army hadn't sent over a rep yet. Buried somewhere in all the briefing material was the report on them, but Cutter hadn't bothered to find and read it yet. It didn't really matter, at least at this point. They were HQ'd near the big mines and not close, but it was only a matter of time. The local commander would know what was going on in his or her backyard, and either somebody would come to call, or he'd get a comm telling him to report to the base ASAP for a chat. Regular army didn't have much use for private military, but fuck.